number 2568, Unitarian.
So just real quick on this one, while we were having the hearing, the lady spoke about concerns about this one being within the state's byways program. So that is governed by the Code of Regulations. It is addressed in the Code of Regulations. But I think what we should do is approach it the same as, frankly, we would any other state agency requirement. You know, obviously, like the RPC we just had, they're still going to be governed by whatever requirements DLDOT has, DENREC has, Conservation District has, Fire Marshal has, anybody else. So the sign is a conditional use that's going to have to comply with all those state agency requirements before it comes back for final site plan review. So it's still going to go to DLDOT, and this is a DLDOT jurisdictional issue, not a Sussex County one. So if you're inclined to act on it, you could do that, noting that it's still going to be subject to agency reviews, just like the other signs that the county has acted on in the past or any other kind of land use decisions. I'll just point that out. And Mr. Collins and I had been talking about a motion. I don't know if you're ready to go, if you want to defer on it.
I think I'd like to defer this time. And, you know, we can.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, talk.
So I have a motion to defer?
Yep. I move to defer conditional use 2568 Unitarian Universalist Society of Southern Delaware.
A second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2568 Unitarian. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Referring back to change of zone number 2024, the Christopher Companies.
Madam Chairman.
So just real quick, just for the benefit of Mr. Allen, too, we had that conversation about holding the record open for something. This would be the opportunity if you wanted to hold the record open, and I'm not saying you should or shouldn't, but if you wanted to, the motion would be, you know, that I move that we hold the record open for a specific item, whatever that may be. And how we would do that would be that upon receipt of that specific item, we would accept written comments related to that specific item for a definite time period. If you're inclined to do that based on your conversation, I don't know if you're inclined.
I don't find it necessary to hold it open, but would be glad to if other commissioners prefer.
Not
I think okay, Madam Chairman, I move that we defer conditional or change of zone 2024, the Christopher Companies, defer it for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2024, the Christopher Companies. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. That completes our hearings for today. Is there anything else, Mr. Whitehouse?
It occurred to me that recently with updating devices, that there might be an opportunity to roll out some training to you on like device security, email. We can just share that globally to you. We don't need to do that in a meeting unless you want specific training on that.
One thing, just since the public's here too, I noticed just for county and how this is teed up, on the agenda, changes zone 2024 was listed as the Christopher Companies, but then on the land use docket, it's referenced as Flyway Farms. That's not a FOIA issue or anything like that, because the land use docket's just for informational sake to aid the public in transparency and putting all our information outward. But can we see if we can get the docket to match the agenda in terms of their name, just yep. to avoid confusion. There may not be any confusion, but I think there's a potential for it there. That's all.
Yep, kind of.
Okay, and would now be the time to ask if we can move public comment to the... Oh. My thing is off again. Sure. On the agenda, the way that the meeting is structured, would now be the time to ask the question if we could move public comment to the end of the meeting so there's no... or maybe less confusion about whether or not people can speak on behalf of a hearing.
So just for the benefit of the commission and the public, we're required by a change to the Freedom of Information Act to have public comment on every agenda that we have, just like every other board, commission, or public body within the state of Delaware. The chair and I, Ms. Wingate, and I talked about this, and it's sort of been an ongoing conversation we've had at the commission level. The difficulty we have at the Planning and Zoning Commission, not to belabor this, but is that we also have strict guidelines for what's part of a record on a public hearing. And so anything that's a public hearing, anything that's said has to be said within the guardrails of that specific public hearing. So, you know, like Ms. Wingate said earlier, we can't take comment during the public comment for things that are a public hearing or previously were a public hearing. just like we can't take public comment on things that are other business, because those are not required to have a public hearing under our code. So the thought would be that if we move public comment to the end of the agenda, that would maybe eliminate some confusion, because folks then would have their opportunity to speak at the public hearing, which they came to speak at. And then if there was more general comments, they would occur at the end. And that's a setting the agenda, and we have the ability to set the agenda, so if you want to do that.
If everybody's good with that, I would rather have it at the end.
Okay.
It maybe eliminates some confusion.
Sorry for my long explanation, but because it's FOIA and, because we don't want to limit anybody's ability to comment, but we're still governed by certain requirements about how we conduct business, it's touchy, so.
Okay. All right, is there anything else?
Yes, there is. Tonight is Commissioner Butler's last hearing.
Is it?
Yeah. So thank you for serving.
Yes, due to my recent retirement, I spent some time with my family.
All right, well.
Spoil the grandkids.
Yeah, that's a shock, wow. Well, I'll just say I've been honored to serve with you there, Mr. Butler, and best of luck in your retirement.
Yeah, I thank the staff, Jamie, Mr. Whitehouse, Vince, you guys have
thank you
been
for
great.
Serving.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Good. Scott's my buddy.
Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, enjoy your retirement.
He's my sounding board during the week. You guys will be great. Okay. You got the best man looking in Sussex County here, so you'll be all right. That's
okay.
Our inside joke.
If there is nothing else, I will echo the words of a dear friend, peace and harmony prevail. Meeting is adjourned.